Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Hey, where are the single people? Where are the singles? What cities are best suited for singles? I guess we all, some of us can say we're all cities wherever I live. And what cities are the best? You know, like the top tens. You know, I love doing top ten shows. You know, the cities are best for, quote unquote. Where are the happily married couples? Not just the married couples, but where are the happy married couples? Where are the singles? Where are the happily married couples? You know, I'm happy. I'm happy that you're here tuned in also to celebrate Matters of the Heart Wednesday. So where are the single-friendly cities and the popular areas for singles in America and around the world, my listeners worldwide? I mean, if you live in a city or area that boasts and is very friendly to singles, and also if you're a happily married person, tell us why your city or your area is a friendly place, you know, a friendly place for happily married couples. Or, you know, because of your city, is that one reason why you're so happy? And let's also talk about when singles and married couples maintain their successful friendships and other hot topics. I want to talk about the marriage of one of my favorite athletes, LeBron James, and Savannah, his new bride, and also singer John Legend got married this past weekend also. So we can talk about a lot of hot topics, especially those pertaining to matters of the heart, love, dating, romance, marriage, sex, you know, the works. Feel free to call in, also chat in the chat room. I'll head into the chat room in a minute. But again, thank you. But what cities boast the most happiest married couples? And I've been doing my research and looking at cities that are like in the top 10, best suited for single women and single men, and the cities where that boast that they have the happiest married couples also. So I love it when my married friends call into the show and chat in and all of that. And, of course, my single friends. And with the holiday season coming up and the fall season, it's just good to, you know, talk. It's always good to talk about the things that we talk about, matters of the heart. And remember that always matters of the heart episodes consist of grown folk talk. Sometimes, you know, it's pretty, you know, the language can get very adult. Adult language, adult topics we're talking about. So with that said, I always rate this show for mature for that reason, not because of the music of the lyrical content of songs. Other shows, I do that because of songs that I play, lyrical content. Some words might come here or there, an N-word or F-word or D-word, but when episodes of Matters of the Heart are broadcasting, we're talking about grown folk topics, and a lot of times we use adult language and it's adult conversation. So with that being said, usually and always recommended for those 18 years and older. But again, I thank you so much for tuning in. have been running my mouth with my mother right before the show. So if I sound like, hey, okay, have been all prepared for the show, but we have been, morning talk and all of that. So I'm like 15 minutes in, I'm like, time for me to prepare for the show. I'm glad I had done early preparations and all of that. It's good when you're really prepared, right? But again, thank you. Happy, if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. And let's have fun. And again, big shout out to Ebony Empress. Had so much fun calling into her show on yesterday evening. She talked about what she discussed on Monday here, truth, honesty, and integrity. And my friend Jerry called in. Dean Filmmaker was online. And then even another friend of mine, Jerry, brought into the conversation, named LaDonna Harvier, based here in Jackson, longtime friend of mine, beautiful lady. She called in and shared her views and her perspective regarding truth and honesty and integrity. We just had a blast of a good time. And her guest host was, we just had fun talking about relationships. And it was an amazing broadcast. And big shout out and thank you, Ebony, for always being supportive. And you guys follow her show. She'll be airing tomorrow evening also, Global Village Dating, what we talked about on Monday. But again, listeners of her show that are listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, I thank you so much. I guess we're doing like this cross marketing of our shows and just showing our love for the U.S. and U.K., right? So we're just having a good time. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you. And feel free to call at 714-409-0614. And let's talk about where are the singles and where are the happily married couples. Not just the married couples, because all married couples aren't happy. And all single people aren't sad. You know, looking for love, a lot of people are happily single. And then there are people that are happily married. Dean is an example of a happy single person. You know, I'm a happy person. I'm not legally single. But I will be happier when I am legally single, you know. So, because a lot of people, you know, entering the dating world want to be single, legally single. But again, thank you for tuning in and let's have fun. Here's more of L. DeBarge Jr. Have You Coming.
Mm-hmm. tremble. It's like a quiet storm. Girl, I love it when you wait for me and hold on till it's time. Girl, then we reach the peak and the explosion hits. Girl, you blow my mind.
Especially for dancing firm. But looking at Rita Ora and James Franco posted pics of her performing. It was like the alien-inspired type braids. I think that's pretty cute. But just on Facebook, checking out different things. One of my favorite DJs, Facebook, longtime Facebook friends of mine, birthday is today, and that's Divine Ellison, New York City. Happy birthday. I wish you many, many more. So he's talking about his happy born day and stuff, and many of us are telling him happy birthday. WJTV News Channel 12, they're excited about having 30,000 likes on their Facebook page. And just checking out different things. Duvalar Malone here in Jackson shared a tweet from Joel Osteen. Don't get stuck and think that you've reached your limits. Today is a new day. Become everything you were created to be. Amen to that. Here's Casey Neach. Had so much fun with him this past Saturday. Check out his new music at SoundCloud, Reverb Nation. His Facebook page, like his Facebook page, his new fan page at Casey Neach, so you can stay in the know and keep up with his music. So here is Dylan of Sea World High Fashion, also known as Casey Neach, Know What Love Is. Wow, love that. Know What Love Is, Casey Neach. Also, Dylan of SeaWorld High Faction, and was known as Casey Mushkin. And I'm checking out some awesome statuses that relate to matters of the heart. One of my Facebook friends, Coco Chanel Baby Dior, said that I'm so sick and tired of being sick and tired. Shit, If you settle for less, you will receive what the else you deserve. I know I deserve better. When will I get it? And then, then another Facebook friend shared, when you're experiencing great pain in your life, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to this purpose, his purpose, Romans 8:28. Meanwhile, the moment we get tired in the waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside, helping us along. If we don't know how or what to pray, it doesn't matter. He does our praying in and for us, making prayer out of our wordless sighs, our aching groans. He knows us far better than we know ourselves, knows our pregnant condition, and keeps us present before God. That's why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked into something good. Romans 8:26-28. The message in Power Notes. So it's some amazing status that's been shared this morning. Another one, friend, says that love yourself enough to be happy by yourself. And that's a good point. Coach Christy Faulkner, big shout out to her. Met her with Spark People. And she's a coach. She's lost like a lot of weight. And then she became a fitness trainer and coach herself. And she's based in Georgia. And I attended some of her online classes, training classes with Spark People. But then she also trains online, independently and in Georgia. And she says, no excuses today. Make it happen. Make it happen. So, wow, those are some pretty cool statuses. Could not look at them and not share them with you.
Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go. Say to my lover's heart, for me, for me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Now, I don't mean to bother you, but I'm in distress. There's danger of me losing all of my happiness. For I love a girl who doesn't know I exist, and this you can fix. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. If your arrow make her love strong for me, I promise I will love her until eternity. I know between the two of us her heart we can steal. Help me if you will. So, Cupid, draw back your bow and let your arrow go straight to my lover's heart for me, nobody but me. Cupid, please hear my cry and let your arrow fly straight to my lover's heart for me. Oh, Cupid, don't you hear me calling you? I need you. Cupid, help me. I need you. Cupid, oh. That's the sound of a man working on the chain gang. All in you send me. Honest you do, honest you do. Yeah. You send me. Oh, you, you send me. Honest you do. Thank you.
Prince. Hey, through my research of locating the top or the best cities for singles and for happily married couples, I run across this recent poll many times throughout my research, and this is from Channel 9 WCPO in Cincinnati, and they're very happy to report that Cincinnati is like the number one city on the list for America's top best cities for a happy marriage. And this is from Maxim Otter, WCPO Digital, and talks about how the doctors break down the love signs. And Cincinnati, if you're a Cincinnati resident and happily married, this may not be a coincidence, they report. And that's good. You know, I ran across this poll. It's a new recent poll. And this is the poll being reported from the number one city for happy married couples from Cincinnati. And they report that according to a scientifically based health risk assessment called the Real Age Test, which has been taken by more than 30 million people since its inception in 1998, Cincinnati is the number one city in the country to have a happy marriage. So I guess a lot of other places should take notes from Cincinnati. So what's Cincinnati's secret? ShareCare, the company that produced the Real Age Test, says the Cincinnati Music Hall, home to the city's symphony, opera, and ballet, is a popular venue for weddings and date nights. Making time for your spouse strengthens your bond, and studies show that enjoying music improves immunity, reduces stress, and promotes relaxation, in addition to making major improvements in stress levels. High rankings for sex and exercise helped move Cincinnati to the top of the list, the company said. ShareCare says marriage benefits come from healthy, happy, and fulfilling unions, which are most likely to occur in the Queen City. Marriage itself is usually our most important social interaction. Chief Medical Officer of ShareCare and co-creator of the Real Age Test, Keith Roach, said in a release, someone who is happily married has the lowest risk of health, of heart disease, cancer, even car accidents. Roach said happy marriages are especially important for men between the ages of 30 to 64. They are 30% less likely to have a heart attack than a man who is divorced, and their cancer risk drops dramatically. And then they go on to say that the full list, here's the full list for America's top 10 best cities for a happy marriage. I'm going to go the opposite direction instead of from one, Cincinnati. We already know Cincinnati is number one. But number 10 is Grand Rapids, Michigan. Number 9 is Indianapolis, Indiana. Big shout-out to my dear friend, Darling Nikki. I'm Facebook friends with a couple of Darling Nikki's. Darling Nikki in Indiana, because she has a Blog Talk Radio show also, and I fell asleep right when it was showtime last night, so I'm looking forward to tuning in to her next live broadcast, and big shout-out to her, because she and I both are cohorts of Avon, too, not just blogtalkradio.com, and we both love the Minneapolis sound print, so big shout-out to the Purple Peeps, too. But she's in Indianapolis, and I have a friend who just relocated for work to Indianapolis. I hadn't been in Indianapolis in about more than 20 years, but it was beautiful then. I'm sure it's beautiful now. Number 8, Knoxville, Tennessee. 7, Charlotte, North Carolina. 6, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 5, Boston, Massachusetts. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, number 4, Greenville, South Carolina, number 3, and Salt Lake City, Utah, number 2, and Cincinnati, of course, number 1. So, again, the America's top 10 best cities for a happy marriage are Cincinnati, number 1, Salt Lake City, Utah, number 2, Greenville, South Carolina, number 3, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, number 4, Boston, Massachusetts, number 5, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, number 6, Charlotte, North Carolina, number 7, Knoxville, Tennessee, number 8, and Indianapolis, Indiana, number 9, and Grand Rapids, Michigan, number 10. So a big shout-out to those cities where I have listeners.
Lifetime Soul.
Come on and take me.
The soul is lifetime. Uncle Tommy told me, let me rub you down, let me spin you round. Me love it when you make that little love sound. Your body soft and tender to the touch. Me say me queen, me love you so much. Your mind you fine, and girl, we do recline. We do the sweet grind, we do the body wine. We do the sweet grind.
Talking, they haven't been back. Gotta book them. Gotta book them. They gotta come on the show like ASAP. So, hopefully, I have a date for you guys no later than Friday when Dread Days will return to talk with us about the new music and also the tour date for during this holiday season, small season, holiday season. I know many of you probably had a blast attending the shows this past. You know, summer's ending this past summer, but big shout out to Dread Days spreading that eerie love. But here's, you know, good news also for singles. And this is from Your Tango, Your Best Love Life, Love Matic, Love Buzz. This is from Alexandra Churchill. She writes that 7 little known benefits of being single. And I've shared this on my different Facebook and Twitter too. Single, here's why you just should be jumping up and down. You know, we have the happily married, but then we also can be happily single, or we're going through a transition within our life, especially love life. Despite what the rom-coms might have us believe, living a single life isn't always such a cakewalk. You eat your fillings in chocolate while watching The Bachelor. It seems like all of your friends are getting engaged and flashing the rings in your face or newsfeed. You're tired of annoyingly concerned looks you get from your grandma when you show up to another holiday with a steady boyfriend. And I won't even get started on all the stark statistics about couples who are allegedly leading these healthy, love-filled lives. But when you stop to think about it, there are undeniable perks to being single. So in honor of National Singles Week, whenever, we've rounded up little-known study-backed benefits of swinging solo that will have you rejoicing over your hiatus from the dating pool. Now, I usually know the date of my articles. Is it National Singles Week now? I'm not sure of the date of this. But National, if we're single or not, it's National Singles Week every week, huh? Every day. But it goes on to say, number one, you stay trim and fit. When we get comfortable in our relationships, we tend to get a little too comfortable in our diet. In a UK study, 62% of couples surveyed said they gain weight after committing to a serious relationship. And you do see that happen a lot with people. So when you're single, you have the time to focus on yourself and eating, I guess eating healthy, I guess that's what they're saying. Wait a second. I love my pen and paper sometimes, taking notes. I'm looking on my Android, and my screen had closed up, so it's opening back up. There's nothing like that good old-fashioned pen and paper. I know I'm from the old school, but really, if new school or old school, it's good to take notes. I'm one of those people that you see taking notes all the time. If I'm not taking physical pen and paper notes, then, you know, it's good to take mental notes, and you can always, some people might say, well, I don't have that kind of memory, but you can remember things, just take good mental notes and practice, remembering important key words. Okay, now it's back up. 62% of couples surveyed say they gain weight after committing to serious relationships. Gets all those dinner dates and cuddle sessions peck on the pounds. Meanwhile, you're at the nightclub impressing that cute stranger with your dance moves, which sounds better to you. Number two, you have a healthier social life. And that's what I'm focusing on. I'm focusing on upgrading my social life, especially professionally. What comes out of it, as in upgrading my personal social life, that's a good thing, too. I'm like a reformed socialite anyway. I have lived a social life before, so I am upgrading and working on upgrading my social life. But they say that you have a healthier social life. We've all had that one friend who ditched you for the newly met significant other. Annoying, right? Well, it turns out you may be better off unattached. It's no secret that couples have a hard time making new friends, and research shows that married people are less attentive to their family, friends, and neighbors. In fact, in a Journal of Marriage and Family study published last year, researchers found that both men and women spend less time with friends and family than when they were single. So don't ditch your girls on singles night at the karaoke bar. Okay, and then there's number three. You're less likely to drink. Think of all those fruity cocktails on singles nights with the girls are taking their toll on you. You might be surprised to hear that you're more likely to drink married than you are solo. At least that's what one study claims. Married women consume more drinks than long-term divorced or recently widowed women. And then there's number four, you have a better sex life. Being in a committed relationship doesn't always guarantee intimacy. Surprisingly, singles have been found to work harder to build a good life with a partner than married couples. According to Match.com, Third Annual Singles in America, single study, 68% of single women are more likely to talk out intimacy concerns versus 59% of married women. And close to 20% of married women versus 11% of single women would do nothing if they're not satisfied with their sexual relationship. So feel free to speak up in the bedroom. Oh, man, you know, Belinda Bostic, when she visits us, she definitely encourage us to speak up, right? And visit her website at Conal Parties by Belinda Bostic. 5, you have a better shot at that new job and are less likely to be overworked. If you're in the job market, your unattached status may give your application a boost. According to CNN Money, companies are snagging up more singles. Unattached Americans recovered 90% of the 5 million jobs lost during the recession. Married people, a significantly less impressive 22% of 6 million jobs. And when you do earn a position, you're less likely to be overworked. You're more willing to endure a crazy commute, long meetings, and even longer hours when you have a spouse and possibly kids who are dependent on you. According to Match.com's third annual Singles in America Singles study, married people work more overtime than single people, 33% versus 26%. In particular, 43% of married men work over 40 hours in a week compared to 29% of single men and 24% of single women. And number 6, you can get a good night's sleep. The jury is still out on whether couples are better off sleeping together or apart, but sleeping alone has its benefits. A Better Sleep Council survey found that 1 in 4 Americans in a relationship would rather sleep alone. That's right, no waking up to loud snores, sheet stealing, sleepwalking, or late night snacking. Just you and your sweet dreams of Ryan Gosling. Speaking of Ryan Gosling, shout out to one of my newest Facebook friends. Ryan Gosling and I became Facebook friends about a week ago. And then he's doing an ad also for Ogle School. So a big shout out to Ogle School and to Ryan Gosling. And a big shout out to Avita Institute also and Mississippi Institute of Hair, Nails, and Skin here in Jackson area in Clinton. But Ryan Gosling, yeah, fun ad he has for Ogle School. But also one of my newest Facebook friends, I see Paul Walker's a new Facebook friend. James Franco had just recommended we become friends with Steve Carell, so just became Facebook friends with Steve Carell overnight. So big shout out to all of my friends from all around the world, on and offline, childhood friends to new friends. Number 7, you have less money worries. It's true that you don't have a dual income and the benefits of tax breaks being single, but any relationship is an investment. How true? Think about it. All those dinners, dates, anniversaries, getaways, and a walk down the aisle, along with flowers, catering, and booking. The venue will run you thousands of dollars easily. And finances have been proven to be one of the biggest causes of fights among couples, according to a survey from the American Institute of CPAs. When you're unattached, so is your wallet. So go ahead, buy that pair of designer heels. I know that's right. But again, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in. Here's Davey Hamilton.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin. While we're sleeping, gonna watch the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright. You're starting to disappear in the darkness. You can't see things clear. To reach for me, I'll be right here, still in love with you. When the winds of change come blowing, love that's true. I'm gonna hold you when you're lost and in despair, when there's age in your eyes and silver in your hair. I'm gonna be there by your side when life's too hard to take. Should you ever fall and break, I promise I will catch you.
Your darkness should disappear in the darkness.
country rock crooner David Hamilton, Gonna Hold You. I love his music. So awesome. So awesome. That's another one I need to get on the show, most definitely. And since we're talking about where the singles are and where the happily married people are, some people, regardless of where they are, they're online dating. So I just want to share a little advice from single-minded women, the online destination for single women. And it's some online dating advice, and it's written by Dan Avalon. And he goes on to say, dating online, take a second look at your profile. And because, you know, it's all in your, you know, your profile, that's the first thing people see. And so he goes to say that you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Granted, it's an old cliche, but still the most overlooked element in the online dating scene, especially when it comes to the profile. My friend is here, and he's single, and he's across the pond, and I love partying with him in the chat room, and he's happily single. He said, but no cutie, but he's a cutie to me. His pictures don't lie, but he's handsome to me. He goes on to say that when he was 18, it was much easier, but not 35. It's harder. Most people over 30 are not single anymore. And a big shout out to my other friend in the chat room also. I love my chat room friends. We are always having a party. Sometimes we might not be partying live on air online, but we're always having fun in the chat room. But so, you know, we're talking again. Where are the singles? I've talked about where the happily married singles are in America. And it's good to know where all the happily married couples and happily single people are worldwide also. And so we have, you know, my friend across the pond, he's happy. I'm not quite sure if you want me to talk about where he is, but it's not far from the UK. And it's a place I would love to visit. But it's good to talk about your happiness. If you're happily married or in between, single or looking and single, or just single and having fun mingling. But I see his point. He also goes to say that, yeah, next to the UK, but we got a bit of water in between the North Sea. So those of you that know your geography know about where he is. I talk about it sometimes, so if you're listening to the show, you know this. But I'll just come out and say the Netherlands. So I guess he doesn't mind me saying it. You know, it's just amazing how we just come together and network. Like Ebony the Empress talks about the global world dating scene. Or, you know, and if you're not dating, it's just good to network and keep in touch and the singles and the marriage. And that's another thing that we said we'll talk about, that I said we'll talk about today also, when singles and married couples are friends, maintain successful relationships. I love my married friends. I love my single friends. I love those that's looking and those that aren't, those that are widowed. You know, we all have something to offer to one another and to be supportive of one another. And again, thank you for tuning in. But let me go ahead and finish sharing this online dating advice. And this is from Single-Minded Women, the online destination for single women. And it's talking about those of you that date online. A well-planned and thought-out profile can make all the difference in the world for finding true compatibility. Before the show, I had seen some crazy profiles for dating sites. I'm talking about profile pictures. I could not believe some of the pictures that I've seen from in this article that people have posted. And it was like an article of do's and don'ts of pictures that people should post. I'm just in shock. I guess some people just want to show how adventurous they are. I was just surprised at some of the pictures of people. You know, some pictures are not age appropriate and all. So it was kind of, you know, not being judgmental, but just surprised to see some pictures. But you know, people know what they want people to see. But this article is about, you know, really making a first good impression. And we all have been taught how important a first impression is. A lot of times we don't get a second chance to make a first impression, right? I know. And the same when it comes to your online dating profile. So it goes on to say that a well-planned and thought-out profile can make all the difference in the world to finding true compatibility. Because in essence, a profile is an advertisement about you and who you are in terms of likes and dislikes, lifestyle, and beliefs. It also works in reverse, giving telltale clues on the qualities and likes you are looking for in a mate. But the author goes on to say that, I thought online dating was all about adding convenience to my hectic schedule. You mean I actually have to put forth some effort? And that's probably, that's a thought that a lot of people think. Like most things, you only get out what you put in, so spending time on your profile up front would pay dividends down the road. All too often, singles are so excited to jump headfirst into the online dating pool that they neglect the critical first step. Have bad experiences, then write off the notion of finding love online completely. Because to be honest, I am on dating sites, but I'm not actively interacting on the dating sites. One of the first ones I joined was Black Singles. Trying to think, and a couple others. I don't think I'm on Match.com, maybe eHarmony, but I don't think I'm on either one of those. And then for research for the show, I'm on BlackCelibacy.com, so I think I will update that one. And I'm on a couple others, but that was for research of the show. Oh, I'm on Zeus, related to my Facebook page, but very seldom, you know, things pop up and sometimes something might catch my interest. But I'll be honest, sometimes I get feedback from people that look like they will, look like they're, I don't know, I don't want to be judgmental how some people, it looks scary, I'm just telling you, it is creepy, I'll just leave it at that. You know, a little creepy. Some people seem okay, like normal gentlemen, but some people just appear. And I guess that goes into the importance of your profile picture. Their profile picture spooks me. You know, I feel like I would be missing if I meet this person in person and go out with this person, honestly. So I guess that's why it's important to have. Because they might be the nicest guys, but they're scary looking. And so the pictures are scary looking. And so it is important how your profile picture looks on your dating site, because you don't want to creep people out. And a lot of those profile pictures do creep me out. And seem like nice people, but they're just creepy, creeps me out, honestly. It goes on to say that, and yeah, I'm friend laughing in the chat room. I'm like, it's scary. You know, it's bad enough, you know, when you meet people in person. But, you know, it's spooky, spooky. So the author goes on to say that, like I said, like most things, you only get out what you put in. So spending time on your profile up front would pay dividends down the road. So, really, this is some personal advice from what I see from profile pictures when I hear from guys on dating sites like Zeus or whatever. When you put your pictures up, ask like people that you trust too, loved ones, your kids, relatives, friends. Ask them their perception of your pictures. You know, get the opinions. You know, people be honest with you and say, hey, man, why you put that picture? Why don't you put this, another picture up? Why don't you portray your soft side, or why don't you portray your business side? You know, get feedback from loved ones when you're doing that. Also, this is my advice, you know, to get some feedback and see what other people see. Because some of you guys, some people look skumped, I'm telling you, you guys have put up some creepy pictures. So it goes on to say that, remember, the internet is just one of many tools in your dating arsenal. You will still have to work to get good results. So take a step back and build a profile that not only stands out but attracts the kind of fish you are looking to catch. Exactly. Maybe I need to look at my profile. I thought they looked pretty innocent and decent. So maybe it's the kind of profile that I have that's attracting the creepy ones. You know, maybe I need to reevaluate. But I'm not active on dating sites, but I do have profiles on dating sites. The following are a few good tips to keep in mind. the author says that know your goal. Are you looking for marriage or just some fun? Your profile should always be created with set goals in mind. Think of it as your social game plan. You first need to establish goals and then create the strategy and finally put in motion. By knowing your goals in the beginning, you will have a much better chance of weeding out most major incompatibilities. Then choose descriptive photos. A good advertiser usually has images that stand out and are easy to recall. The same for dating profile. In fact, it has been shown that good photos increase responses by a factor of 10. I know what you are already thinking, and yes, most of us don't look like Angelina Jolie, but I'm not referring to just looks. Good photos should be able to visually describe aspects about you. Choose three different pics, one nice head and shoulder shot looking into the camera. Don't be afraid to smile. One formal dress to the nines and one either in a special setting or enjoying a favorite activity. Stay away from super casual and by all means, mix the party pics. This. No one wants to see you downing a beer or shoving chips in your face. Ask others for content. Exactly. Now is not the time to be modest. You have to tell the world why you are the hottest thing on the market. For some of us, that is easy, but for most, tooting your own horn is extremely difficult. If you find it hard to talk about yourself, ask family or close friends to write down descriptive words and phrases on what makes you special, then use this content to help create your profile. By having a solid grasp on why others want to be around you, you will have a better perspective on why others will want to date you. Exactly. And the author of this article is Dan Abalon, and he's co-founder of SpeedDate.com. And it's the world's largest online speed dating site, allowing singles to meet and interact through the live 3-minute dates all from the comfort of their home. You hear about speed dating at restaurants and special events? Well, his speed dating is all about doing it from the comfort of your own home. That sounds like an interesting person to invite on this show. He is getting an invite to come on and talk about speeddate.com. But, again, just saying, I just wanted to share that. That was a pretty interesting article. Here's Six String Woody, Joy.
Joy, joy, joy.
Carolina. That is a talent right there. My goodness. Joy. And you bring me joy because of your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and my efforts. And you bring me joy when you allow me to support you and your endeavors and your efforts. And thank you for sharing with me at all times. Also, if it's here on the show, online or offline when we see one another, if it's at the grocery store or at an event. Thank you. And thank you also for liking Culture Shot Inc. Report's fan page and also my Best Avon Brand Sales Leadership and Marketing fan page also. I love networking with you. If it's on Facebook, on Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, wherever, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, I love networking with you. You're amazing. Here's Chris Starr, Beautiful Stranger.
Stranger, I said, ooh, yeah. By the way you parked your car sideways like a wooden leg. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and then leaving fate. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot horses, children some more than you. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. You say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Corvette, you need to find a love that's gonna last. Guess I should close my eyes. We drew me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of a jockey that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last.
To the ground, you got to.
down. You got to slow down. You got to slow down. Oh, yeah, 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 baby.
Marsh Mills. He has new music also I should be playing soon. But I love that rendition of Little Red Corvette. Before the conclusion of the show, must send prayers and hugs and condolences and thoughts to the victims' families and also the those related to the gunman, Aaron Alexis, the shooter of the event that happened on Monday morning. Must send love and prayers out to those and my friends and listeners in the D.C. area regarding the shooting that occurred on Monday. And also prayers and thoughts going out to those in Colorado, the many that are lost, those that have lost lives and those that are have their lives, but, you know, lost the material things. But very grateful to still have your lives. So sending much love and prayers out to you also. So I'm looking at an article right quick from CNN that says who were the victims of the Navy Yard shooting. And I'm going to get back to the topic on hand, but I just want to share this right quick. There were civilians and contractors just starting the day at a massive military compound that's normally a bastion of safety. For reasons that may never be known, a former Navy reservist my chat room door had closed. Cut their lives short when he went on a shooting rampage at Washington's Navy Yard on Monday. 12 families were left anguished. The victims are Michael Arnold, 59, of Lloyd, Virginia, had a cold Monday, and his wife called to check on him when she heard an alarm in the background. He said he'll call her back. Arnold's mother told CNN affiliate WDIV he never had the chance. Arnold, a Navy Academy grad, veteran of 29 years and an avid pilot, was building his own plane that he hoped to fly to Michigan, where his mother Patricia lived, before he turned 60, the station said. He had 2 master's degrees from the University of Washington and worked designing ships at the Navy Yard, WDIV reported. Kathy Gard, 62, of Woodbridge, Virginia, took care of her 94-year-old mother until she died last year. Said Douglas Gard, her husband of 38 years, she also loved animals and counted bluebirds for a local refuge. A Chicago native, Gard, graduated from Florida State University before moving to Washington 38 years ago, where she has been a long-time Washington Capitals season ticket holder. Douglas Gard said he traded emails with his wife shortly before the shooting. That was the last I heard from her, he told CNN's Cooper, Anderson Cooper. So they're, you know, releasing who these people are. I seen stories on ABC last night and on various channels about the people whose lives were lost, all civilians. And we just have to continue praying for world peace. And it is what it is, you know, domestic terrorism. And just like we pay attention to international terrorism, we have to pray for the domestic terrorism to cease also. And it's just a sad situation that we think, you know, our day starts off one way and then look what happens. Then it goes on to say that, you know, at first you don't think it could happen to her, continuing on the article talking about the victim. And again, this article was published by Holly Yan and Alan Duke of CNN. And then they go on to say, I mean, there's 3,000 people in there, he said, but as it gets later in the day, You know, if she was able to get to the phone, she would have called home. The daughter, Jessica Guard, said her mother was the type of person would be do anything for anyone she loved. I want them people to know she lives. She is not a number or some statistic, she told Cooper. And then there's John Roger Johnson, 73, of Durwood, Maryland, was an avid fisherman and Redskins fan. CNN affiliate WJLA reported. His wife described him as an awesome human being. He always said, "Goodbye, beautiful. I love you so much," said Judy Johnson. According to WJLA, "I was very lucky and very blessed to find the human being that I found in him. Her husband always had a smile on his face." One of his neighbors told the Washington Post, adding that Johnson had lived in the neighborhood for more than 30 years. A civilian who worked for the Navy, Johnson was described as a smart man. He loved children. He loved us grandchildren. Better neighbors. The live streaming was stopped in about 2 minutes. But the show will continue because we want to finish up on where the singles are. We talked about where the happy married couples are, but the cities where the single women, single men, and the singles are. It goes on to say that he loved children. He loved our grandchildren. No one asked for a better neighbor. The neighbor told the newspaper. Arthur Daniels, 51, of Southeast Washington, D.C., was married to Priscilla Daniels for 30 years. They had 5, 9 grandchildren, according to WTTG. He worked at the Navy Yard as a handyman for 17 years. He was on the fourth floor of the building, 197, when the shooting began, his wife said. And Daniel loved his family, cooking and dancing to James Brown. And speaking of James Brown, W16 WAPT News reported this morning that casting call will be held Saturday morning at 11 at the Natchez City Auditorium for the movie Get On Up, James Brown biopic that will be produced here, directed by Tate Taylor, who is a Jackson native but lives in Vicksburg, and he is, you know his name because of his work directing The Help. And so filming for the James Brown biopic will begin real soon, and the film will be made throughout the state. And also casting is still going on also for James Franco's second film in a year to be produced here, a film based on the Wim Clark book, The Sound and the Fury. So casting is still going on for that also. But it was just announced this morning on 16 that you can visit their website and also get in touch with filmmississippi.org. I know I can tell you that much. Like their Facebook page and find out more. But 16 reported this morning that a casting call for the James Brown biopic will happen on Saturday at the Magic City Auditorium. On Saturday, beginning at 11. And, again, the casting is still going on also for James Franco's film, As L.A. Dying, supposed to hit the theaters on the 27th. That was made right here also in Mississippi, Canton, not far from where I live, North Jackson. Thank you guys for doing this, for choosing Mississippi. And it goes on. It goes on and on, but I just want to share some of the stories regarding some of the victims, some of the true Americans who lost their lives, just living their life at work. And then this person decides, hey, I'm going to snap. And you know, wow. So it's on both sides of this story, it's sad situation. And, you know, just from the stories that I've seen in his friends, he seemed to be, you know, an okay person. But, you know, I guess the experience that he had with 9/11 also paid a big, important part in his mental health. So, wow. I don't know, you know, I'm not even going to continue on because I'm just going to continue praying, and we just pray for all of us to be safe and protected as we live our daily lives, because we never know when it'll be our last second, you know. So we just have to be, you know, live our lives to the fullest and be happy. But again, thank you for tuning in. And just love it. My friends in the chat room are so much fun. Here's Casey Neach, Unholy. Thank you. like that. Unholy Casey needs big shout out to all the sexy people tuned in, especially the sexy guys, sexy single guys, especially dude. Shout out to the guys at LaBear Dallas and LaBear Houston and LaBear Florida, Juan and all the guys, and Ace Boogie and all the guys in Dallas and Heart Bodies too. In San Antonio, right? Big shout out to all you guys. Thank you for your support. Hey, the LaBear calendar is out. I got to get my hands on my LaBear calendar. but again, Shape published an article a couple months ago by writer Elizabeth Zittman, artist. And it's in regards to where the 10 best cities for single women. And it goes on to say that what are the attributes that makes a city female friendly? Ample outdoor spaces, well-paying jobs, healthy food, single guys, a great cupcake shop or two, a non-creepy sex toy store, to name a few. We poured over lists and statistics and crunched the data, then compiled this quick list of U.S. cities with enough key features to appeal to the double-edged chromosome crowd, whether in search of a soulmate or happily single. And I think we're going to be continuing on this talk, because we want to talk about this, continue talking about where to find, what cities are good for single people, single men, single women. We're talking about single women now. And then we'll continue on also talking this week about the relationships between single people and our married counterparts. And then it goes on to say why it's great for women. Yes, climbing all. Well, let's see, the first city, let me go back, where women rule. Okay, then the first city is San Francisco. And why it's great for women. I have a lot of friends in San Francisco, single and married. Why, somebody, that's a great city for married and single people. Why it's great for women. Yes, climbing all those hills practically guarantees a killer butt. But San Francisco also rated number 2 on the American Human Development Index as a scale that measures information on women's educational attainment, life expectancy, and median earnings, meaning female inhabitants are well-educated, live long, and make money. San Francisco also rated 10th in a Gallup Health Wage poll of fittest cities, as has the second lowest obesity rate in the country, and boasts one of the easiest urban areas to escape to when you tire of the trolleys, Tamalpais, State Park, which has 6,300 acres of wild grassland, chaparral, redwoods, and wildflowers, only 20 miles north of the city. How's the dating scene? The dating scene in 2004, the research firm Teasley published findings that ranked San Francisco as the best place to find a rich single man in the United States. You can find rich single men all over the place, but you want to find quality rich single men, right? in the United States, as rich single women, as measured by the city's single male golden ratio of 140%, and specifically accounting for a large percentage of gay males, which is considerably less than people tend to believe, at about 15%. Oh, and one more thing: San Fran has the highest number of cupcake shops per capita in the U.S. I like cupcakes. Yummy, yummy. Don't want them going straight to my thighs, though. Portland, Oregon. Why it's great for women, known as a little slice of hippie hipster heaven, Portland has a lot going for it. Beyond food trucks and tattoos, it's widely recognized as one of the most bicycle-friendly cities in the U.S., which, of course, saves money on gas, burns calories, and helps the environment. There are 38.6 gyms and fitness centers per million people in the area, but if you want to take your workout outdoors, this is a good place to be. In case of rain, forests, or the famously outdoorsy culture, Portland is an urban hiker's paradise. On a more somber note, its female citizens are also least likely to die from breast cancer. And this is from Shape.com. So, you know, we're always talking about living healthier and happier life. And so it's good to hear the top 10 cities for single women that are friendly to women in shape.com. So that's what it's all about, being healthier and being happier. Okay, next is San Diego. I have a Facebook friend who just moved from Las Vegas to San Diego, and she's loving it. Why is great for women? This laid-back SoCal city has L.A.'s sunny, temperate climate, but not nearly the traffic congestion. It has the shortest average of commute time of the 10th largest U.S. city, about 25 minutes on average. What to do with all that extra time? Meet a dude. It's been ranked as the third best city for dating. Not single, you and your guy can happily reduce both of your risks for all major diseases by indulging in a seriously healthy diet. San Diego residents eat an average of about 34 servings of fruit and vegetables a week. And I decided I'm really going to focus on getting by going to a diet plan that I really like, and that's low-fat, high-protein diet plan to really knock out this last 20 pounds that I got to knock out, you know, and exercise. You know, focus on low-fat, high-protein diet and focus on exercises to, you know, tighten up the midsection, tighten up those areas that need tighten up after this big, major weight loss that I've experienced. And thank you guys for your support and prayers regarding that. Okay, next, Washington, D.C. Wait, no, not Washington, D.C. I'm skipping all over the place. We went to San Francisco, then Portland, Oregon, San Diego, next Boston. And you guys hear Jerry talk about Boston a lot. Why is great for women? It's ranked third on the AHDI, that measure that calculates education, life expectancy, and median earnings for women. Boston also has a terrific public transportation system, but if you own a car, you can get from downtown Boston to Middlesex Fells Reservation, a 3,500-acre swath of hills, ponds, meadows, wetlands, and hemlock groves in a mere 14 minutes. While there are no actual stats to back it up, Boston is as good a place as any to meet a Harvard grad or a janitor with genius-level IQ. And that's Boston. Shout out to Boston. A lot of listeners from Boston and people I network with. Be quiet, Brownie. Okay, and next, D.C. Shout out to the DMV area. Why is great for women? Of all the major cities, Washington, D.C. has the smallest gender pay gap. Women earn 91% of what men do annually. Women can spend that extra cash at one of the city's many farmers markets. It boasts the highest number of farmers markets per capita. Plus, D.C. is awash in time-saving conveniences like professional organizers, certified personal trainers, and restaurants or takeout. If you live there, you will also be very fit. Women in D.C. are more likely to exercise consistently, possibly in one of the city's MyRide parks, including the 800-acre Great Falls Park and 1,700-plus-acre Rock Creek Park. Then the next city is Denver. Shout out to my friends in Denver and prayers to the state of Colorado. Why is great for women? As a state, Colorado has some of the lowest levels of obesity and fittest residents. And Denver specifically has all sorts of healthy things going for it. Outdoor activities, a reasonable low cost of living, and the shortest doctor's office wait time in the country. Plus, a favorable male-to-female ratio means your chances of meeting an outdoorsy guy with a Labrador Retriever are pretty good. Uh-huh. And then there's Seattle. Shout out to Seattle and to what state of Washington. Why is great for women? Coffee shops, Rain, Microsoft, the birthplace of grunge. Speaking of grunge, I watched that documentary, Kurt and Courtney. I had never seen it before. I love that documentary. While these may be what this Northwestern city is most famous for, I think I watched it on Sunday's Dance Channel. While these may be what this Northwestern city is most famous for, our current TV, Northwestern city was famous for is a lot more that appeals to women, like San Fran and Washington, D.C. Seattle ranks high on the AHDI scale, sixth in the country. It's considered one of the healthiest, most active cities in the U.S. It's also a great place to meet guys. consistently ranking in the top 10 as one of the best cities for dating. A few other impressive attributes: extensive public transit, one of the country's most on-time airports, more Wi-Fi hotspots and more coffee shops, no shopping there, than any other U.S. city, and impressively short waits for a doctor's appointment, as well as the third branch of Babeland, also cool, Babe, that's what I call my friend Jerry. I like to call him Babe. Also cool, the city's state-of-the-art signal optimization program, which synchronizes hundreds of the traffic lights, allowing smoother travel through the city. Okay, and then, why is great for women? Surprisingly, car-centric Los Angeles has the highest concentration of hiking and running trails in and around the city, according to a study conducted by Healthier Habitats. But the real reason it's a good city for women: the number of personal care businesses. If you've got the will and the time and cash, there are more than 3,700 business catering to nearly every aspect of your personal grooming needs. And we are talking about Los Angeles. Okay, and I believe this is last, but definitely not least, big shout out to New York. Oh, why is great for women? This big bustling city may not be healthy for your pocketbook. Rents are among the highest in the country, but the vast number of businesses catering to women's beauty needs is practically three times as many as image-conscious L.A. According to a census report from 2002, there are nearly 10,000 businesses that specialize in personal grooming. New York is also a walk-in city, and despite the overwhelming availability of junk food, pizza slice spots on every corner, it's also the place to be if you're a healthy food fanatic. New Yorkers eat an average of 35 servings of fruits and vegetables a week. Wow. Wow. Finally, the Big Apple is home to two branches of the female-friendly Babeland, a cheery welcome spot to buy every sex toy under the sun. So those are the best cities for single women. And those are like the major cities. Should do another one regarding, you know, like smaller towns and smaller cities also, but those are the places. And then it goes on to say, in conclusion, what are the attributes to make it? Well, we already talked about it. Well, that was it. That was the end of that. I was starting over right there, but that's great right there. So what we're going to do, we're going to continue on next Wednesday also, talking about the best cities for happily married people and single people, and also maintaining successful relationships between single people and married people. So there are some people, I know some married people that have nothing to do with single people. And then I guess there's some single people feel like, well, what's the bother? But then there are some people that have good relationships and friendships and maintain good relationships with their married friends and vice versa. I mean, I have friends that I really support and have good relationships and admire, and at the same time, they motivate and encourage me and have respectful friendships and relationships with me also. So it is possible, because doing my research, I've seen different articles where people are like, can singles and singles versus married people, and can single people and married people be friends and all of that. So, you know, interesting topic. So we'll continue talking about that next Wednesday, and also other interesting topics too. You know, with fall coming along, you know, love talking about dating. But be honest, I am serious about getting this guy Dan Avalon on for speeddate.com. So I'm going to do my best to get him booked ASAP to talk about his business, speeddate.com. Sounds very interesting. Sounds like something a lot of you would like to know more about also, since speed dating is very popular when you go to restaurants and special events. And this is an online business where you can speed date from the comfort of your own home. And I definitely would like to know more about it. And, you know, we love to talk about business here and to hear about how did he develop this idea and what did it take to do this. So definitely would like to know the backstory to his business also of entitled speeddate.com. So let's check out the website, you guys, speeddate.com, Dan Avalon. But again, thank you. It's been a blast of a good time this morning. as we broadcast Matters of the Heart Wednesday, for the Shark Entertainment Report. The next live broadcast is on Friday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 4 Eastern Standard Time. If it's 3, let's see, that means, what, 9 o'clock UK time? 9 o'clock UK time, so it'll be at night time for my friends across the pond, and 3 for Central Standard Time, and Eastern Standard at 4, and 3 for me, Central Standard Time, 1 for my friends on the West Coast. So again, thank you. That will be the next broadcast on Friday. We're going to be talking sports. You know, I love talking sports on Friday, so it's entitled Sports and Weekend Talk. So we're going to be talking about sports and recapping the week and, of course, talking about what's happening for the new weekend. And don't hesitate to call in sometimes. So many of you guys send me invites. So, you know, hey, it's like you send me an invite. Don't hesitate to call in and talk about your party or your community event that's happening, okay? It's a good way to spread the word, and especially those of you that want to advertise or need to advertise, don't hesitate to come on and get us, you know, a spot. But a big shout out to the advertisers in the Blog Talk Radio community and my blogtalkradio.com cohorts also. Thank you. This is an amazing avenue, outlet to broadcast. Terrific programs are here, terrific hosts. I'm looking at now the different shows. Tabby Smiley has actress Beverly D'Angelo. There's America's Most Haunted Paranormal Detective that show's going on. You can find sports and fashion shows about videos, all kind of different types of shows. Whatever your niche is, we have it. So big shout out to my friends, too, that are interested in starting their own blogtalkradio.com shows also. I'll be getting back with you guys as soon as possible, too. But again, thank you. It's been an amazing broadcast this morning, sincerely. So I have not had a broadcast since March 21st, 2011 that I did not enjoy. Even on shows where I just had to call in and broadcast, you know, like if my internet or my computer wasn't working or something like that, I've always had an enjoyable time broadcasting and sharing with you guys. Remember, my information is on the contact info section. You can like the Facebook page. You can send me emails, my email address. Send me media kits, your quality music that you would like to be considered played, and just information about your endeavors. And if you want to be a guest or get co-host, always just, you know, just let me know so we can talk about this. But again, thank you. It's been fun sharing this experience with you. I'm talking about hosting the show and producing the show and hearing so much about you guys and sharing so much of myself also. You've been listening to, and it's not over, I'm going to play a few songs, but you've been listening to Matters of the Heart, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and I truly, truly appreciate you. And, yes, I'm looking for the perfect song to play, if you hadn't noticed. Here's my friend Charisma, Heavy Funk, from Istanbul, Turkey. Thank you. Wow, sounds good. Yes, indeed. Here's Larry Graham featuring Prince, and we'll conclude the show with Prince and 3G.
Please. that have, would have done better.
Should have, could have, would have done better. Now I know, now you know too. Oh, I love that. Larry Graham, Prince. Here's Prince in 3G. And thank you guys. Until next time, Friday. Spread love and be love. Love God, love life. Be you, the true you that you're meant to be, okay? I do my best. Thank you for your support. You've been listening to Matters of the Heart Wednesday for the Shotgun and Tam Reports. And let's talk some sports and all other hot news on Friday, okay? Thank you.